is Justin Wong. It's Overseas Experience, your international news update on 95BFM.
Cross-strait relations between China and Taiwan are tense once again as a record number of Chinese fighter planes entered Taiwan's air defense zone. China has long regarded Taiwan as a breakaway province and has long vowed reunification. This is repeated once again by Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing earlier this week during annual celebrations of the 1911 revolution that ended imperial rule in China.
The historic task of the complete reunification of the motherland must be fulfilled, and it will be fulfilled. Achieving national reunification by peaceful means best serves the interests of the nation as a whole, including our brethren in Taiwan.
Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen said in her National Day's address on October 10 that the country would not bow under pressure, and the path that China has laid out offers neither a free and democratic way of life for Taiwan.
The people of Taiwan will never give in to pressure. We'll continue to bolster our defense and demonstrate our determination to defend ourselves to ensure that nobody can force Taiwan to take the path China has laid out for us.
Earlier this week, I spoke to Canterbury University political science professor Alex Tan about the current situation.
Recently, we saw a record number of Chinese fighter jets entering Taiwan's airspace. Considering recently Taiwan's relation with several European countries are warming up, and there are military exercises by several Western states near the areas in Taiwan. Do you think it's kind of a coincidence that this is happening, or it's a direct response by China?
I think, you know, whether it's a direct response by China is hard to say. But we know that all of these exercises that we're seeing as part of the, the exercise done by the British, by the Japanese, you know, the Quad, they're definitely there signaling that they want a free sea lanes of communication, right? I mean, the trade routes and what have you. China sending these planes towards Taiwan's air defense identification zone is a signal also that they are not just going to give this up, right? That it's also a reminder to not only the Taiwanese people, but the regional countries that China is intent on reunifying Taiwan. You know, I don't know what the time frame looks like, but certainly they have not given up that intent.
Picking up on that, well, we've seen Chinese President Xi Jinping mentions that the mainland wants reunification with Taiwan regardless of what method. A couple of times before, since Taiwan's President Tsai Ing-wen's election in 2016. Do you think it's just the repeat of the same pattern, or is this more of a more legitimate threat now?
Well, I think it's the there are two things. It's more of the same, but it's definitely ramping up. That's what we're seeing. Since 2016, when the Democratic Progressive Party won the presidency again, there has not been really very substantive contact between China, PRC, and Taiwan. So, because this current government in Taiwan have not really acknowledged the so-called 1992 consensus, right? The idea that there's one China, but with two different interpretations. This current Taiwanese government doesn't even, you know, subscribe to that or buy into the 1992 consensus, so to speak. So whatever the mainland has been doing, the more recent speech by Xi Jinping did not mention use of force. But in a way, actions are louder than words sometimes. And leading up to that speech wherein he calls for a peaceful reunification between the PRC and Taiwan, you know, just a couple of days before that, you know, the PLA has been sending, you know, lots of airplanes close to, you know, in Taiwan's air defense identification zone. So, yeah, definitely it's a both carrot and stick approach. But definitely, in a way, it's also showing that China is increasingly having that capability to be able to be a disruptive force in the stability of the current status quo, and stability of the Taiwan Strait.
Could it go horribly wrong?
Of course, definitely. I mean, it could go horribly wrong by accident, because of the mishaps that can happen, you know. Just imagine with such crowded skies, for example, the possibility of collision, mid-air collision, or worse, a trigger-happy pilot that shots down an opposing airplane. And that could lead to a war, you know, as a result. And as you can see already, you know, crowded seas in the South China Sea also can lead to miscalculation wherein ships collide or, you know, certain things happen that is really not in the, not planned, but really accidental. Of course, it can go horribly wrong on both sides, right? And on any side. And that's one reason why, you know, this idea of, you know, when you're playing with fire, you'll get burned. So that's essentially what it is. So if we don't want to get burned, well, let's not play with fire. And I think China's playing with fire.
On the same time that Taiwan is also putting, I think, $9 billion, putting a lot more money on its defense. So is it safe to say that these tensions won't be going away anytime soon?
Well, I don't think it will go any away anytime soon. I think when you think of China putting $9 billion and compared to the hundreds of billions that, Taiwan putting in $9 billion and the hundreds of billions that the PLA has been upgrading its military, Taiwan definitely needs to provide security for its own people. As you know, as you well know, many of the, you know, neighboring countries do not have formal diplomatic relations with Taiwan. So Taiwan is really left to its own defenses. And if it cannot defend itself, then, you know, how can it expect others to defend it? So in a way, Taiwan's spending, increasing its defense spending is just, you know, logical in response to the increasing threat from the PRC, and you know, Taiwan's main existential threat is from the PRC, and when the PRC is growing, its military is growing that much, Taiwan has no choice but to keep up and make sure that it has enough deterrent force to let the PLA think twice before it launches an all-out offensive on the island.
Overseas Experience with Justin Wong, only on 95 BFM.